Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Here we are, right smack in the heart of another New England winter. For some, this stretch of months with early sunsets is filled with dread. Frosty temperatures, snow piles to shovel, ice patches to dodge. But for others of us, this wintry mix is the stuff of pure delight. As the poet Robert Frost wrote, "You can't get too much winter in the winter." And in this encore essay, we hear similar sentiments from Gabriel Warren.
"Ever since I was a small child, I've always adored winter. Nothing in my juvenile year was as exciting as a good dump of snow. It wasn't just the prospect of a snow day from school, a treat for all scholars. I just loved the snow for itself. Fast forward through decades. Deep into middle age, I still love a good pileup of snow. Rare now that I live in southern Rhode Island. I grieve when my friends in Sturbridge, Mass. Get blanketed while I get rain or sleet. But it goes beyond this childhood attraction. Snow turns into fern, which slowly becomes ice. Being a sculptor, or any other kind of artist, is not something one chooses. It's like an incurable affliction, an itch that must be scratched to stave off madness. In my case, my work has always had at its core the relationship between us humans and the natural world. After many blind alleys using various natural sciences as sources, about 30 years ago, natural ice forms became dominant in my thinking. No, I don't work with ice directly. I use my understandings and experiences as intellectual, visual, emotional, and metaphorical departure points for my explorations in metal, stone, glass, illumination, and more. I've been lucky. I was able to persuade the National Science Foundation to send me twice to the Antarctic and the Canadian Coast Guard to deploy me to the high Arctic. During the first two of these trips, I lived for many weeks on the largest and most powerful icebreakers of each country. All three involved a lot of time in the air, in both fixed and rotary wing craft. These trips were and always will be life-altering. I learned long ago that I have to interrogate my muses directly. Working only from the images of others, however fine, lacks the emotive power of direct experience that to me is a prerequisite for lasting art. Deep inside polar ice are vast stores of knowledge that scientifically we are slowly learning to tempt out into our comprehension. We need these wisdoms, since without them we will never react intelligently to our changing planet. I require of my art that it have meanings beyond the concerns of art alone, especially at such a precarious moment. Ice can give me both. I believe in ice."
Gabriel Warren is a sculptor living in both South County, Rhode Island, and Nova Scotia, Canada. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.